Thank you so much for joining me today. Our guest just came in and I'm super excited about Dr. Ebony Bell, who's going to be coming on. This is season 5, episode 5 of Purpose Spotlight, where we spotlight individuals, one or two a week, just to see the amazing things that they're doing in the community. And it is my distinct honor to bring on our guest for the evening, Dr. Ebony Bell. Amazing, and I'm super excited to see it. I think I'm gonna press the right button. Oh, yeah, there we go.
Hello, hello.
Hi. I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm out here in nature.
Nature is always good. It's always good. It looks beautiful out there where you are.
Yes. So, you know, I'm located in Charlotte, and it is absolutely beautiful today. So I'll show you a little bit more.
And you're by the water. Okay, now I'm jealous. Okay.
Yes. But believe it or not, I am multitasking as usual. My son is at track practice, and so I'm so honored to be here with you today.
Awesome.
While I'm multitasking.
Awesome. What's your son's, like, what's his race? Like, what's his thing?
So he's actually, he just turned 8. And so I believe, I'm a former track athlete myself. I believe he's going to be a sprinter or jumper, but we're just getting into it. So his coaches have not given him his actual.
Okay. Cool stuff. It'll be cool to see what happens with that. And that he's following his mama's legacy. Yes. So that's pretty dope as well. But without any further ado, go ahead and tell us a little bit about who you are, since this is your spotlight, who you are and what it is that you do.
Yes, so I'm Ebony, and I want to start it off with that because I do wear a lot of hats, but at the end of the day, like, I'm just, I coin myself as an everyday woman with a little bit of extra ambition, and I came up with that tagline, like, probably 10 years ago, because I am an educator by profession. I'm a school counselor and former classroom teacher, language arts, so I love writing. I'm also an artist, a visual artist. I've been drawing and painting since forever. I am Ruth's daughter, Ruth and Billy. I'm their daughter. And I am the oldest girl of my mother and father. And so I'm a big sis to everybody I come across. And I love being a big sis. I love mentoring. And no matter what I do, I can't help it. It's something I do naturally. But at the end of it all, I'm a daughter of God, and I love to create. I believe God created me to create and to help other people create. So that's probably what you've seen, like, on my Instagram since you've been connected. And so I'm so happy to share, like, whatever you need me to share with your audience today as we have this conversation. So that's who I am. I love girls' empowerment and women's empowerment. And I'm a for real, like, you can sit with me person. Like, I'm not, like, one of those fake, like, I put on events, but I don't really like people. Like, no, I really love people.
Understood.
I love to embrace and empower girls and women. But I have two sons that I know that it's my mission to raise up these two beautiful black boys to change the world. And I have been married for almost 13 years, and I absolutely love my husband, and he has grown to become my best friend.
That's amazing. And so with this creativity, when did that creativity in your life first begin to flow?
I would probably say from the time I was born, but for real, probably 2, 3, 4 years old. My grandmother, who was a retired teacher, I'll never forget how I used to sit at her house. And this is my father's mother. Even though I didn't grow up with my father in my life, his mother helped teach us how to read. We were always at her house. So even though I wasn't with him, I was always with her. So she helped raise me. And I share that to say that I was always at her house drawing. And so I figured out early that I could, like, copy stuff. Like, I could just look at something and just draw it. And so that's when I learned that part of my creativity, which was just to draw. But I think it kind of morphed and evolved into more of just creating things. So as early as, like, 7 or 8, I was creating books. I would get like printer paper from my mom's printer because she was a business owner her whole life. And I would get paper out of her printer, I would fold it, and I would write stories, and I would draw pictures to go with the stories. Mm-hmm. And that's when I knew I was a creator.
So you've been doing this for a little while. So I don't even know if you can answer this question, but what would you say has been, when you look back on it, it's like your number one thing that you've created? Like nothing else compares to this one thing. And it could be for whatever reason. Okay.
This is going to be deep, but my sons. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And even if you're not a mother yet, like biologically, something about women, super dope. Like we have the ability to create at a level that is like beyond anyone, anything. Like when God created women, he did something serious. So if you are a woman and you are watching this and you may not be a visual artist or like someone who can draw, I want to sow a seed into you that when God brought the breath of life into you, he gave you the ability to create on so many different levels. So whatever seed is in you that is growing, that is incubating, that is lying dormant, I just want to speak life to you today. And I want you to know that it is never too late to begin to cultivate the seed of creativity that is within you so that it can come forth, whether it's a book that you're supposed to write. I'm also a business coach. And so I mentor and coach several women and have for years. I've seen women start with one word on a page and end up with a published book. I've seen women who want to start a network or start a conference and boom, it manifests. So when I say my sons, I say that was the greatest manifestation of the ability to create that I've seen. And now one of them is running around the track. And now one of them, the other one was scared to go under the water when he was four. And now he's swimming competitively. And so that's because you have to cultivate the thing that you're supposed to birthing into the earth. And so giving birth for me was the greatest manifestation of the ability to create. So yeah, definitely, definitely.
If I could write faster, that would be amazing.
Well, good. Look, it's recorded. Yeah. So it's okay. We can always do that.
But yeah, I think that's amazing. And even on the flip side of that, as you empower women, I think even a lot of men forget this fact that if there's something that's missing, if you can't figure out that last piece of the puzzle, my challenge to you is to ask a woman. Because I guarantee she's going to know. I guarantee it. Because women were created to incubate, to develop, like you just said, to create, to bring everything around circle, to give you that extra perspective, those extra, point out those extra details, you know, that a man wouldn't see, and nothing against a man, obviously. But it's like, there's something special about the woman, which you already said. And I think it's wonderful. And just, we're still an international woman. So, so even with, just that, you know, women are amazing, you know, from our natural ability to create life, you know, like you said, and that's your number one creation, you know, and to see what you've been able to cultivate, what you've been able to nurture and to nourish, you know, over the last, you know, decade plus, and just being able to look back and be like, yo, I did that, you know?
That happened. Yeah. And, you know, it didn't just happen. That's the other thing about creativity. Yeah. It doesn't just happen. Like, there's some intentionality around creating. I made a post, not to barge in on your interview questions, but I made a post on Facebook this morning. I said basically that, you know, ordered steps imply that there is action behind them. You have to take steps. You don't just get thrown into an ordered step. You know, you don't stumble into an ordered step. You have to take an ordered step. That means you have to put action behind an ordered step. And I firmly believe in the ordered steps of God. I believe that the way that you walk in your purpose. And I know the name of your page is Be You for a Purpose. Mm-hmm. I believe the way to walk in your purpose is that you walk in the order of steps that are already created for you. But you have to take an action in order to do that. And I think many people do not reach their potential because they don't take the action, right? They believe it, but they never achieve their full potential because they don't act upon the thing that they believe, right? And so for me, in my journey of all the different things that I've created, one thing has always led me to the other. Right? One book led me to the next book. So that one act of obedience led me to the next act of obedience. And that is how I've been able to create so many
things. Absolutely. You know, and I heard this song. I mean, it's a very old song, but I hadn't heard it in years. And it's the song, what am I, honor my steps in your words. Yeah, like that song. I was like, we need this song like right now. Whoever wrote that song was way ahead of his time. But hearing that, it's like we oftentimes want God to show us just like everything all at once. And he's like, no, because I can't trust you with $1 million because you don't know how to take care of 10, you know? And so if you can't believe me for 10, if you can't do what's necessary to earn the $10 or to work for the $10 or whatever that assignment is that could bring you $10, then you're not even ready for what's down the line, you know? And so I think it is important because faith is activated. You know, it's an active word, you know? And so if we say we believe in God, we have faith in God that he is faithful, that he is a provider, but yet we just twiddle our thumbs all day and he's saying, oh, okay, you should probably go ahead. And like you said, start with word number one, you know, or go ahead and have a friend of mine now, go ahead and buy a camera, you know, or go ahead and do this or reach out to this person or, you know, just subscribe to this page and see what kind of connections you can make. But we're afraid, we have pride, whatever it is that would block our creativity, you know, or even if it's just we have all of these paintings, you know, or we have all of these things that we have physically, tangibly created, but no one's going to buy my stuff, or, you know, I just do it. It's just a hobby. It's just cool. And it's like you're praying for certain things. You're praying for a financial blessing, but that's like, you know, you're sitting on like all the blessing. Right.
What did you do? It's like the parable of the talents, and I don't start quoting it, but it's like, what have you done with what I gave you already? Like, that's literally the parable of the talents. So that would be, you know, whoever's watching, that would be something that would be like fantastic to go back and read, like take a look at that parable. Because whom much is given, much is required. But we're all given. Let me say this. This is an encouraging word for somebody. We're all given something different. And one of the other things that I believe that we get stuck on is comparing ourselves to what someone else has or has. Mm-hmm. And that is not our job. Our job is to focus on our assignment. And that is the beautiful thing also about teamwork and creativity. If I can give somebody a tip, or a key of wisdom to create something great, right? Like if you feel like you're stuck and you've been creating, or you wrote that first book, or you started that business already, or you started that podcast, but you're stuck and you don't know what to do next, collaborate. I'm telling you, I started a subscription box called Dream Girl Box, and at one point I had like over 250 something subscribers, little girls who were getting these boxes across the nation. And every year, we've also sent these boxes to Kenya, Africa, where we give sanitary napkins to girls who don't have them year after year. So this will be our fourth year coming up. The way that that has happened is collaboration. Nothing great is done alone. I'm telling you, if you're stuck, you're stuck because you're doing it by yourself. The moment that you put your vision with somebody else's and you begin to collaborate is the moment that God is going to take your vision to the next level. I'm telling you. So anybody who's stuck, the next thing you need to do is collaborate with the right person and feel it out until you know it's the right person.
I think even especially for a lot of women, it's this idea. I really almost said that. This idea of independence, you know, and really, if I can't do it all by myself, then I'm failing or something's wrong. And it's like when you look at God's movement all throughout history, all throughout scripture, and even up to this point, exactly like you just said, one thing led to one other person, you know, especially just looking at, it's just when you look at kind of like the later prophecies being in like the New Testament, you see Daniel because of Daniel's work. Then you have Esther, and because of Esther, now you have Nehemiah, and because you have Nehemiah, now you have Ezra, and you see people just piggybacking off of one of the other, all with the same goal of getting people, you know, to focus back on God in their variety of ways, variety of platforms. And even, you know, when you look at your biggest influencers now, or those who have a lot of the wealth in these ginormous businesses, it was always them and a friend in somebody's garage, you know, or somebody's basement, you know, writing down ideas. And then they, you know, they got stuck, and then they got some other rando friend from out way out yonder, and they came, oh yeah, you should probably do this. And all of a sudden look at them now, you know. And I think it's ignorant of us, you know, and arrogant when we say, nah, I'm good, I'm gonna figure it out myself. And God's like, all you got to do is ask that person, just shoot them a message. Just call them up. They literally said, call me if you have any questions. But no, I don't want to call them. They're not going to answer.
Even Jesus couldn't do it by himself. Even Jesus couldn't do it by himself. Mm-hmm. Yes. Shout out to Beautiful Beauty, who I literally just began to collaborate with. She's watching right now, and she is helping me. And in an instant, we are completing projects together, because we need each other. Your anointing and my anointing together.
Yeah.
It's powerful. Mm-hmm. It just is, you know? And a lot of times we as women, we get burned out because we don't collaborate. I mean, it's the simplest key, but it can also be difficult. And sometimes you will collaborate for a season and have to move on. That's another thing. You got to know when it's done. Sometimes it's just a project. Mm-hmm. It's not a lifetime relationship. Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
Yeah, I just saying, it made me think of, was to say, one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000, you know, and it's because it's 10, like 000. The burden is lifted, you know, so it's like you can go further, you can do more. And and speaking of collaboration that you just spoke about, what are some of the things that you can share that you're currently working on now?
Wow. So currently working on now. Oh man, so I just recently launched or revealed the first Pink Couch Conversation. Hey, another collaborator just joined. The Pink Couch Conversations, I had a vision. I had a talk show years ago called All Things Women Talk Show. It was actually on a TV network in Delaware, Comcast 28, and I actually was in the studio and literally living my dream. I've always dreamed to have my own talk show on television, and I actually was doing it when my husband and I were pastoring in Delaware. Long story short, we moved around and I had to give up my talk show at that time. But so I'm bringing it back in a different form with young girls. And so I'm going to be hosting these Pink Couch Conversations, where young girls will literally have like pink couches and these little mics, and they are going to be having these Pink Couch Conversations around self-esteem. And we're going to be doing them in schools and with nonprofits and churches. And they're going to be talking about all things self-esteem, self-identity, confidence, no bullying zone. I mean, it's going to be crazy. And so the first one is going to be in Baltimore, Maryland on May 25th. And it's already booked, and it's funded by a grant that deals with empowering Black girls. And I've been working with this grant for 3 years now. It's the third year. They're all going to get the Dream Girl boxes, all the girls, and they're going to be moving around the room in these different stations. And I have coaches who will be hosting each one of the stations. And one of the stations is the Pink Couch. And so I am beyond excited about this movement, girl. I'm looking for news coverage, honey. Listen, come through. Like, I believe it's going to be a national movement, a global movement. I see it in Ghana. Yeah. I see it in Nigeria. I see it in Kenya. I see it in California. Like, I see it all over, because I know firsthand as a school counselor what it's like for girls to not love one another and not love themselves. So this is self-love movement. It's literally the Great Commission. Like, you gotta love yourself so you can love each other. And they're not gonna know that's what it is, but that's what it is. You know, I'm an evangelist at heart, and I've always been. And so I believe that this is God's way for me to get mm-hmm. into in front of the girls to teach mm-hmm. them and show them the Great Commission.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's God's way for me to mm-hmm. give water to the thirsty.
Yeah, I think that's dope.
Yeah. 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 So Pink Couch Conversations, and my dogs matter as well. You know, we'll give dolls away, and it's just going to be everything that I've always done is just on 3000. Like,
that's it.
It's going to be on 3000.
Yeah, and I think
like no more holding back. You know, like I feel the flow in this thing. And I'm like, look, get in on the ground floor because I don't know what God's about.
And I think that's so important, like to this season now. It's just flow in it, you know, and just no holds barred, uninhibited. We just gonna do this thing. And we just gonna see what happens. We pray for the best, we do the work and all that.
Because you've been
and just trust that God is gonna do what he does, because we each have our place to be. Our way of doing things, a way that God has called us individually to fulfill the Great Commission, you know, and specifically who our Macedonia is, who that population or that group of people is, you know, and at least in this, with this work that you're doing now is toward, you know, young women and young girls and just building their self-esteem so that they know that they are loved, that they are valued by the God of the universe, you know, that they are also daughters of a king. And so that's pretty awesome just to hear that and just what's going to be poured into them and that they can share and giving them the platform for their voices to be heard and how they see things and how they can be leaders in their schools and their youth ministries. And, you know, when they start getting the jobs at McDonald's or H&M or Rainbow and all that stuff and being able to take that back home, you know, and shine more light into some of the dark places and just allowing that those seeds to just multiply over and over and over again so that it does go to Ghana and Kenya, you know, and California and all those places that, you know, God has placed on your heart. And I'm believing it and coming to agreement with you, you know. Where am I? That's a great question. D.C. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
D.C. Okay. So our first one is in Baltimore. So, yeah, we definitely need to come to D.C. I'm going to be working mostly with Title I schools. Title I funding is easy way to, you know, get it done. So yeah, we're looking to partner with schools, like I said, nonprofits, you know, larger churches, smaller churches can come together and partner, but we're looking at it's like a conference style situation. So it's gonna be amazing.
Well, Google, and you said that's March 25th in Baltimore, Maryland, Pink Couch Conversations, and you know yet or do not know yet the location, if you're able to say that now. Okay.
Oh, I know the location, but this one is not, it's closed. So it's, because it's, you know, through, a particular grant. Mm-hmm. So I can't invite anybody to this particular one.
This
time, but
okay.
Don't worry. We'll have some open ones.
Tell people to look for the information so they know, you know, how to get connected with you and all that. But sidebar.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so if people are watching though, what I want to do is, if they want to be involved, it would be people who would like to partner to host one. Gotcha.
Something that you mentioned, I said dogs. I was like, no, that won't really make sense. I mean, I guess it would. I guess she really likes dogs and she's bringing them. So, hey, I guess they're cute. But, right, that's what I heard.
Oh, dolls. My dolls.
You said dolls. So do you mind sharing about that part of your journey and how all of that fits in with what you're doing now?
Oh, absolutely. So when I created my Dream Girl box, which is my subscription box that I was telling you about that goes out to girls across the nation, I also have some contracts with different schools. So they're SEL toolkits. So I'm a social emotional learning expert, which is basically code for character building. Everything, like I mentioned, self-esteem, good character, confidence, creativity, self-awareness. That's going on in schools across the nation since the pandemic. So there's a lot of federal funding that went behind social emotional learning and mental health awareness, right? So I created this toolkit that had items in it such as, you know, teaching girls journaling. Things like that to help them have an outlet for their mental health. And so I created these characters, which are these girls. And the girls are called the Dream Girl Squad. And each one of them has like a different characteristic that they kind of represent. So I took the girls and created dolls for each girl. And so that's how the Dreaming Adults came about.
Okay. Well, yeah, when that was going to bring me to my next question as we begin to close this out, how can people, because you just listed a lot of different things, a lot of different, as you said at the very beginning, a lot of hats that you wear and titles that you have, how can people get connected with you, see what you're doing, support what you're doing, partner with you and what you're doing in Charlotte, but also the things that you're doing as you're expanding out and upward?
Absolutely. So my link in my bio has everything from being a business coaching session to just a simple discovery call. We can just have like a random phone call about whatever you want to talk about. And of course, if you want to purchase a product, dreamnationdolls.com. So everything is in my bio. Gotcha. You can even email me from
the link in bio. That was a great addition to everything. Just link in bio.
Yeah, it's everything. It's everything. And, you know, by the way, you can create one in Canva now, just like for free.
Okay.
That's a little plug for everybody out there.
That's a secret weapon that not enough people know about, Canva. Canva, that's been clutch quite a few times. As we close this out, how do we want to, which direction do we want to go with this? What is your overall message? You did share a lot, you know, as far as, you know, empowering and in essence expressing your creativity, because that's the lens that you use, but also encouraging others, women and girls in particular, about expressing their creativity and their self-esteem and empowering one another. But when people come to your page, when they see the creative dreamer, when they see Dr. Ebony Bell, what message do you want them to take away?
You are full of potential. I think one thing that is, people say to me all the time, you do so much. And I think I take that two different ways. It depends on what mood I'm in. But I'm learning to embrace it because I've always been this way. I mean, since I was a little girl. I mean, when everybody else was doing whatever, I was writing books. Like, you know, I was reading the Judy Blume entire book series in a week. You know, I just was always busy learning or doing. And when I was in high school, I played 3 sports at once. Like, I've always been this way. And for whatever reason, God uses my life to show people how much potential is in them. One of my mentors, she doesn't know it, it's Dr. Cindy Trim. And she has this teaching, and you can look it up, whoever's watching. It's on YouTube. And she talks about how all of us have, like, I can't remember the number, but it's like over 600 and something gifts each. And she's like, y'all have no idea how many gifts you're sitting on. And I love her because she's like my person. Like, she gets it. Mm-hmm. And so she doesn't make me feel like I'm crazy because I do so much. But some people do. And it's because they don't get it. They're like, literally, how do you do it? And I can't explain it. It's just who I am. Like, I'm just being me. Like, I can't tell you how I do it because I don't know how I do it. It's only the grace of God. It's like endorphins when I create. So I create. It's other people might smoke. They might drink. They might have sex. They might do this. They might do that. I create. You know, that's my endorphins. That's my ministry. That's what feeds me. So, you know, you have to find what feeds you. You have to find how God created you and flow in that. And that's not for you to try to be like somebody else. So that is my ending message. It is find how God has created you and flow in that. Yeah. And that is how you reach
potential. I think.
Because you're full of it.
I think that's so important to understand. understand, because there's this word that we hear a lot of times called balance, you know, balance your home life, balance your school life, mm-hmm. balance your work life, you know, balance your fun, all that type of stuff, you know. And then on top of that, but then, well, on the other side of that, you have these people who say, I'm wearing all these hats, I'm doing all these things, I feel so overwhelmed. And my question always becomes, with everything that you're doing, what actually aligns with what God has called you to do? Because even if he has called you to do so many different types of things and put you in so many places, once you rely on your strength, then you're automatically going to get tired. You're automatically going to get frustrated. You're automatically going to run out of ideas and lose that creative flow. But the moment that you say, God, okay, you call me to do all this, okay, cool, but you're going to have to give me the capacity. And the only way that you do that, that's going to happen, is if you come and you fill me up each and every single day. Because I can't get through this day without you. I can't make decisions, sound decisions, without losing my mind, without your help, you know, and without your strength, without your input. That's how we're able to do all these different types of things, because we've surrendered and we say, God, hey, I want to be empty when it's all said and done. I don't want to go to heaven full. I want to be empty. I want to be poured out.
Mm-hmm. Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's I listen to them all the time. And that's the other thing. Fill yourself up with people who can mm-hmm. feed mm-hmm. you constantly, mm-hmm. and they don't make you feel like
you're
crazy. Because you're not. You are walking in your purpose, and you mm-hmm. got to be around other people that's doing it, so you feel like you're in a community mm-hmm. that understands mm-hmm. who you are. That also.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we could talk all day about this, but you get that flow and you stay in your alignment. You stay in alignment with God. Mm-hmm. And you will do it. And you rest when you need to. Because believe me, I do. Yeah. It's just when I'm flowing, I'm flowing. And that's it. Ain't no stopping. Like, but thank you so much.
Yes, awesome.
I'm going to check on my baby.
I'm
running around. But this was amazing talk. And you fed me.
Well, praise the Lord.
I'm going to research that Macedonia. That was new for me.
Oh, yes. Acts chapter 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Inbox me or text me that, because I'm going to make that a part of my study.
All right.
Yes. So you fed me stuff.
You're going to love it. Trust me. So we're like, oh, dude, I can't fall. You know, so but it's going to be dope.
I love it.
You are more than welcome.
So thank you.
Yes.
And I hope that I blessed you with something tonight, and that you are inspired as
well.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Dr. Ebony, thank you so much for joining me here today. This has been a wonderful spotlight, and I hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening today, and I hope you can join me again for the next time on Be You for a Purpose, the podcast.